the production of ethanol has been controversial in some ways. People saying it takes more energy to produce than it creates, uses more water. I know that you're moving in different areas of technology. Could you address some of those controversies and whether or not you discussed any of that with the president as you moved forward with energy innovation?
I'd love to discuss those issues. Today, ethanol is 59% lower in life cycle greenhouse gas emissions than gasoline. And so it is far more environmentally friendly. Those are EPA's own numbers, 59% better. There is a theory of around indirect land use change, which is still being disputed. And in fact, we can show that every gallon of ethanol made in this country came off the same acres and higher yields. We can prove that easily with data that we have. So today we're about 59% better than gasoline, and we're getting better all the time. If you look over time, we've gotten better each and every year for the last 20 years. We'll continue to get better in the future. And when we co-locate cellulosic ethanol next to this facility, that will again make the greenhouse gases much more efficient because we can take the waste product from the cellulose, which in this case will be the corn cob. I explained that earlier, but in this case it will be the corn cob. And we can take that waste product, turn it into biogas, and use it not only to power the cellulosic plant, but also to power this facility, which is two times larger than the cellulosic plant, and eliminate all fossil energy from this plant.
And I noticed the president did not mention nuclear today, as he had in the past. Do you find any relevance in that?
I would hate to comment on that one. No opinion on that one.
Did you have a chance to talk with him, and what were the comments, and what do you feel like?
We talked about the fact that cellulosic ethanol had the potential to create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and that there were some policy issues that are very important to move that forward. And that, the first being the fact that today the market's full. We have a 90% mandate in gasoline in this country. Basically 10% ethanol is what's allowed in gasoline today, and we need to move that wall and open up the market so that we can compete with gasoline. Today, ethanol is about $1 a gallon cheaper than gasoline. And so if the consumer had a more obvious choice today, they would definitely choose higher blends of ethanol for their automobiles, especially flex fuel vehicles in this country.
Did he give you his support in that question?
I think the president has been a true champion for biofuels. He was in Illinois. He seems to still be extremely supportive. The Secretary of Agriculture is very supportive. And I think that we'll continue to see the President be very supportive of biofuels.
Jeff, can you officially run a...
Jeff Broin, J-E-F-F-B-R-O-I-N. I'm the founder and CEO of Poet.
Can you efficiently run an automobile on a greater quantity of ethanol?
Yes, you definitely can. Flex fuel vehicles run extremely well on several different mid-level blends. In fact, I personally own a flex fuel vehicle that gets the same mileage on E30 as it gets on straight gasoline.
And E30 so, is 30% alcohol?
Yes, we're seeing almost identical mileage in flex fuel vehicles on E0, E10, E20, and E30.
So what kind of support did the President give you? Did he say he's going to push for E30? Or
We didn't get into that specific topic.
Well, here was your chance to get to him, right?
Yeah, limited time, but we certainly need to talk about the bigger picture issues of cellulosic ethanol, about the fact that grain supplies are projected to double in the next 20 years. And if you look at the demand for grain over the last 30 years, it's growing extremely slow except for ethanol, so there's really not an obvious place to go with the extra grain supplies except to ethanol. Of course, our protein, oil, and fiber go right back into the food and feed markets. But, we're very excited about the raw materials of both cellulose and grain that are available in the next 20 years for ethanol production. It will allow us to significantly reduce our reliance on foreign sources of energy, significantly.
Thank you, Jeff.
Are you concerned about, when you see what's happened to the biodiesel industry and Congress allowing that tax credit to lapse, is there any concern over the ethanol tax credit?
Well, I think that... I think it's a shame that the biodiesel tax credit was allowed to expire. I think biodiesel is another important form of energy. We're going to work very hard to make sure that Congress understands that this is critical to our industry, and that without it, there are going to be a loss of a lot of jobs here in the Midwest, as ethanol plants would potentially close without extension of that tax incentive.
Did you talk to the president about that?
Not in particular, but I did have a chance to speak to Secretary of Agriculture about that.
Here with me I have Jeff Broin, CEO, founder of Poet, and we're at the biorefining plant in Macon, Missouri. Boy, Jeff, we had a great event here today with the President of the United States coming to tour an ethanol plant. How does that make you feel, first of all?
Well, it's fantastic. President Bush came way back in 2002 to one of our plants, and that was a big day, but it's been a long time, and it was wonderful to have someone of the President's stature, to come to Poet and talk about biofuels. Extremely exciting.
So the message that he gave here today, how would you characterize or summarize that?
Well, I think it was certainly very positive on rural America and the opportunities that they think will abound for rural America, that he believes will abound for rural America, and also very positive for biofuels and the potential for biofuels to play a major role in this company, country becoming energy independent. So I think it was a very big day for biofuels.
It certainly looked like we had a lot of media here, so seems like, the president is big news on his own right, but bringing a lot of attention to what we're doing here in this renewable fuels business. What can this mean for the industry and obviously for corn growers here in Missouri, for example, or those who might be producing the biomass that we use cellulosic?
Well, you know, the president has been a great advocate for biofuels, and, you know, we were thrilled to see him come and talk to that number of press persons, and I think it's going to be, again, a very big day for ethanol. I think to see that kind of presidential support behind biofuels, you know, will help us to garner some of the support we need in Congress. We have a lot of policy issues that are very important to ethanol right now, and to have the president come out in support of us is going to definitely be very helpful.
Last question. Poet just launched a television campaign recently with some great commercials. How's that going, and what kind of feedback have you gotten?
Well, you know, Poet launched a campaign lately, so did Growth Energy. We've got two national advertising campaigns out there that Poet's had some involvement in. You know, we are very excited about the opportunity to explain to the consumer the great things about ethanol. You know, ethanol has really gotten a bad rap and not a fair rap. You know, I've been in this business for 23 years. I know everything about it, and there are no negatives to ethanol. It has done great things for our economy. It's decreased our reliance on foreign oil. It's cleaned up our environment. It's created income in rural America, and it has had an almost non-existent, extremely minimal, if not non-existent, impact on the price of food, contrary to popular belief. And we can prove that with multiple studies. We have just done good things for this country, and I think people need to be reminded of that.
Well, thank you very much for having us out here and welcoming the president to Missouri. It was great to see you. That's Jeff Broin, CEO of Poet here from Macon, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.